Prevention, Chapter 3, Part 2. After several awkward minutes, the damaged unicorn seemed to be calm enough for Celestia to approach. However, before she had taken two steps, he launched to his hooves, stumbling slightly as he made for the door.
Do you really think that the guard shall let you leave without me?
This brought Broken Shield up short. He turned to face Celestia, his one eye matching her too in the intensity of his glare.
Inform Twilight Sparkle that I accept.
Then he vanished in a pop of rose-colored magic. The ride back to Ponyville was rather quiet. Normally, they would have taken one or two Pegasi chariots for urgent or official visits, or the train for regular, more relaxed trips to both Canterlot and back. These modes of transportation would easily allow for conversations to form between the friends, lending to a more relaxed and fun atmosphere during the ride. Such talk would typically entail information on what each pony planned to do in Canterlot or what each pony had done in Canterlot. Normally, the carriage they were in at the moment should have encouraged even more conversation than usual, as it lacked the noise of the train and the wind of the chariots. However, on this trip between the town and the city, there was a problem. A large, scarred, one-eyed, possibly extremely dangerous problem. Broken Shield sat on the rear bench of the carriage. The sides belonged to Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie in one, and Applejack and Rarity on the other, the former of each pair having volunteered to keep watch on him, with Twilight, Fluttershy, and Spike seated in front, facing backwards. The majority of the time, all eyes were on the lone stallion. His eyes flicked between his two guards and Twilight with an erratic regularity. At one point, he noticed the seating arrangements and precisely which looks were passing between which ponies and when. From his angle, he could also see certain telltale signs. Reddened cheeks, small giggles, shifting tails, stiffening wings.
I have a question, Rainbow Dash.
Seven heads whipped fully to focus on him, some eyes widening while others narrowed. The prismatic pony, most surprised out of the entire group at having been addressed, gave a small grunt that Broken took to mean,
Go ahead, you magnificent stallion, ask your question that I may answer to please you and make myself joyous at being useful to your flawlessly astounding mind.
If I wasn't here, would you be making out with Cotton Candy over there, or is your sense of public decency so hierocothric that you would have your head past your cutie mark already?
Had the air been as still as outside the carriage's in, you could have heard a feather drop in Appaloosa. A wet, muffled sound akin to a slap preceded a more defined thump as Broken's muzzle met Rainbow's hoof, a direct result of which was the back of his head introducing itself to the armored paneling of the carriage wall. He blinked several times to clear the stars out of his vision, and when the last little lights winked out of his sight, he found the carriage one pony roomier. Out of the barred window, a multicolored trail sped through the clouds.
I'm surprised that she can fly with her wings like that.
He chuckled to himself, purposefully refusing to notice the several glares that were directed at him. Glancing over at the pink confectioner, he grinned, and she stuck her tongue out at him.
That was rather uncouth,
Rarity finally said, and the stallion leveled a glance at her.
And public displays of affection like that annoy me. Besides, you wanted to bite their heads off just as much as me for doing what they were doing.
And just how would you know that?
Because your idea of a romance is a privately passionate but publicly prude and prissy affair, like what you're doing with Applejack.
This time, the air was still enough for one to hear a feather drop all the way from Grafonia. No glares were issued, but instead four sets of eyes turned to watch the two ponies on the left side of the carriage, whose faces had lost enough blood for there to be an observable difference under their coats. Their eyes were almost entirely white, taking up the majority of the front of their heads with pinprick pupils, and focused on the scarred stallion seated to their right. Broken could have sworn that there was a mirroring magic at work on them. Both opened their mouths simultaneously, tried to talk, and instead emitted strange squeaks, turned their heads to face each other, then faced forwards and gave an unfocused, still huge-eyed and small-pupiled stare at the floor. Broken stopped smiling.
Oh, fuck me, that was still a secret, wasn't it?
Two faint nods. The stallion's face went blank. And then he started roaring with laughter.
Oh, fuck me! I'm sorry about that. I thought you two were already out. Oh, I'm so sorry.
He brought his forehoofs to the sides as he fell off of his seat. The three ponies that weren't in a state of shock, as well as the dragon, watched as he rolled to the front, knocking up against the paneling under the seat. His eye opened, and he and Twilight locked gazes. Several things happened in quick succession. Broken's horn glowed. The carriage jerked sharply upwards, and Twilight found herself falling towards the back, on top of Broken Shield. Then they hit the back, Broken impacting the wall while Twilight impacted Broken. The carriage righted itself, and Twilight fell to the floor while Broken landed on top of her, his legs braced to catch himself and avoid crushing her. She began to spin on her belly so that she could crawl out, and found that Broken's horn was digging into her neck. She glanced down and froze when she saw him glaring back.
One.
Then he slid back off of her, dragging himself up and settling in the back seat in much the same position that he had held before his laughing fit. Twilight scurried back to the front, her eyes matching everypony else's, as well as the dragon, excepting Rarity, as they gave a terrified stare at the stallion. He greeted Twilight's with a blank stare.
That's one time. One really fucking good opportunity I had at killing you. But I didn't. Because I swore not to.
Then he moved his head, greeted each of the others with the same stare. He finished with Rarity and Applejack, the latter of which had recovered enough to meet his gaze.
I'm sorry, by the way. I wasn't aware that you two were still private about your relationship. Had I known, I wouldn't have revealed it.
The door opened, and a Pegasus guard stuck his head in.
Our apologies. There were some unexpected hazards that necessitated a rapid course change. Is everypony all right?
I'm fine, thanks. Though I believe the elements here would appreciate it if you brought the sixth back.
Broken looked at Twilight again, who gave a small nod.
See? Go get her for them, will ya?
The guard, for his part, gave a confused glance around the carriage before nodding and leaving. After a few stiff, quiet minutes, the door reopened and Rainbow Dash slipped in. She and Broken glared at each other.
You know, for a guard, you're rather easy to distract, you know that?
Rainbow growled, deliberately turning away from Broken as she sat back down.
I'm not trying to be rude. If my guards or I had left a prisoner simply because he insulted us, then the dungeons would have been empty 10 times more than they were. Oh, and I nearly killed Twilight while you were gone, by the way.
This got her attention. Her eyes shot open, her head whipping first to him, then to Twilight, as if to ascertain that he didn't have the unicorn's beating heart impaled on his horn as he spoke. He waited until she turned back to him before continuing.
I didn't, obviously, because if I did, I would have broken my oath to the princesses. Which brings me to my second point. Twilight doesn't need guards. I'm about the biggest threat to her that's gonna be a constant occurrence, and my oath prevents me from harming her, so I'm basically hobbled on that front. Pip and her magic should be able to handle anything else, and you ponies just being around helps reduce the remaining threats immensely.
He glanced up at Twilight, who met his gaze uneasily.
Oh, and that reminds me. How's Pip?
He's okay, I guess.
She replied.
I mean, he didn't even seem to care that there was a rock in his eye, nor that the eye had to be removed.
She shivered, and Spike wrapped his arm around her neck.
It was scary just how indifferent he was about the whole thing.
Broken nodded.
Yeah, I can understand that. It was the first time I saw a risen guard charging me with his lower jaw and most of his foreleg missing. I didn't sleep right for a week.
Were all of my guards like that then?
This question came in a small voice.
Oh yeah, Rising Dawn believed that emotion stopped a pony from being effective in their duties, especially when such duties regularly involved dying or getting close to death.
He coughed, noticing that all eyes were on him again.
You wanna know the really scary part?
He looked at each of them in the eyes, except Fluttershy, who had turned away every time his gaze came upon her. He then spoke in a hushed voice.
He's not even a stallion yet. 15 years old, and he's personally killed a princess, over 100 royal guards, and I don't know how many loyalists. All because Dawn told him to.
No.
Every pony in the carriage looked at Twilight, who was shaking her head as her pupil shrunk.
No, that can't... I would never, not that young.
No. No, you wouldn't,
Broken replied. He caught her eyes and tried his best to hold them.
Rising Dawn would. And did.
Wait, but hold on. I thought that Twilight was Rising Dawn in your timeline dimension thingy.
She was. Is. It's complicated.
Broken waved a hoof.
Princess Celestia sent me down here because she couldn't keep me in the dungeons for some reason, and Twilight volunteered to take care of me, something that I'm still uncomfortable with, by the way, and Celestia saw that it was a golden opportunity to get a record of what happened as well as showing Twilight that she's different from Rising Dawn or some crap like that.
You don't think she is?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't have tried to kill her now, would I?
Twilight shrunk back at this, and Rainbow growled.
Again! You don't have to worry about that anymore! Twilight isn't Rising Dawn. Yet. But could she turn into mean old Donnie later, though?
Pinky asked.
Oh, easily. If I thought that my intervention would remove the chance of Dawn arising, I would have killed myself already.
That bit of information seemed to catch the other ponies in the carriage off guard. Yet again, Broken Shield found himself subject to shock stares.
Kill yourself?
Fluttershy squeaked.
Yes. What, you'd think I'd hang around after murdering one of the Elements of Harmony, the sister of the Royal Guard Captain, Celestia's personal student? Buck no. If I could definitively destroy any and all chances of Twilight becoming Rising Dawn right now, the first thing I'd do afterwards is jump out of the carriage and give myself a brain aneurysm and heart arrhythmia. Then I'd probably pop my lungs, put bubbles in my spine, so on and so forth.
But that's...
Twilight trailed off. Broken raised an eyebrow at her. She swallowed and continued.
That makes no sense. Why would you kill yourself rather than explaining your actions? Is death really preferable?
I'd rather be dead right now, but I still have some things to take care of.
Things?
The studious unicorn asked.
Well, you're still alive, aren't you?
Before any replies could be made, the carriage hit the ground, bouncing every pony but the stallion up in their seats. Within seconds, the door slid open and Broken found himself being roughly wrapped up in the chains before being bodily dragged out into Ponyville. There were only 3 ponies anywhere near the library, and the presence of the royal guards sent them scurrying off. Broken was rather unceremoniously thrown into the library, sliding into a bookshelf with enough force to send a few books, heavy ones, falling onto him. By the time he had escaped the chains, his 6 traveling partners and the dragon were all occupying spots in the room. He eyed each one, noting that they were all once more watching his every move. Twilight began.
Would you like to, get started then?
Broken simply glanced at her before pasting on a grin. He began strutting around the room, draping himself lavishly across furniture as well as the occasional pony.
Well, since you're so eager to begin, I need to set some ground rules. No biting or crushing the merchandise. I don't do pain play, so buck off if you want to get bloody. I can only handle 4 of you at a time and still do a good job, so I'd suggest the 2 of you get busy doing something else until one of my occupants decides that she still needs to use her legs the next morning. The dragon needs to go. Not a speciesist or anything, but I don't do minors. If anyone's into workhorsing, I've got the chains already. Oh, and my rate is 20 bits an hour. Right. I've had my shot, so let's get going!
At this, he flopped onto the couch, laying on his back and spreading himself as long as he could go. After about 8 seconds, Broken opened his eye, glancing at the confused looks of every pony. Sighing, he turned himself until he was sitting properly.
Never mind. Alright, what do you want to know about?
Well, I guess we could start it when the, rebellion began.
Glancing behind her to verify that Spike had a quill and a stack of parchment, Twilight turned back to the stallion and nodded. He sighed again, bringing up a hoof and rubbing between his eye and eye socket. The other ponies had formed a loose semicircle around him, each a mix of eager and nervous to hear what he had to say.
Right, that makes sense, doesn't it? Sure. Okay.
Broken took in a few deep breaths.
Okay, Twilight had just presented her charter, basically a document that supposedly greatly expanded the rights of the common pony to help alleviate the plight of the populace, or something like that.
Is Shining a bit of a horn dog, or am I just overthinking? I'm probably overthinking things. Anyway, let's get on to our magically advanced donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coltard, Jay Tinman, Darkside, Gauntlet, and only one thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Magazine, CrazyKiller557, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneSiphon9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, McDoofus456, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Scouchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kids NA9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Blonde Bjehenik, and many more superb people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.